The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning. We're here with Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing? Of course, Spencer's here with our Pet of the Week. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody. Our phone numbers here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda was singing last night at Wind River. What a great night that was. I mean, I tell you what, she's got a new sound to the band, a new keyboard guy by the name of Cleveland Bonet. And this guy is good. Of course, the other guys are always great. Bobby Veramontes and Bruce Kalin. And then Bernie Baker sat in on the guitar. But it was really an outstanding show last night. A lot of people. And, hey, our friends were they had birthdays. Were there. They're there every month. And we just love to see them. And then Nancy Eklund came in. Nancy, it was her birthday. And then a lot of the people from... Wellgate rolled through, and of course, Jim and Roberta Wright. So, I mean, just a lot of people. I'm probably missing people out there that are there all the time, but we just really appreciate that people coming by. So, we had a great time last night. Anyway, you know what? It's not raining on me today, and the weather rock is dry. Why is that, Eric?
Right now, it's 36 degrees outside, high of 51, low of 41 today. We do get a 30% chance of rain after 4, partly sunny, light and variable wind, new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 49 with a low of 37, and then Sunday we're going to get a high of 51 with no rain. So you'll have dry on Sunday as well.
Dry on Sunday. That's good. Sunday is because Linda's singing out at View 202, having brunch out there. So it'll be a nice day out there. Plus we're doing shooting for a concealed carry course. But weather is always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kinney started this business years ago and care for every one of their customers, each one of their customers. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. If it's Friday and I've got a Siberian Husky sitting in my lap, it must be Haven Humane's Pet of the Week.
Good morning.
Beautiful dog. I tell you what, those eyes on those dogs, when they look at you, you just kind of want to, you have to just kind of like look back. I mean, they just, what color are those? I mean, just like a bright blue with white in them somehow? What is that?
Normally that's what they are, is a bright blue. They also come in brown, which is the dog that I brought with me today. She has the brown eyes.
Wow, they don't look brown.
And then they also come with both colors in both eyes.
That's right.
Wow. Yes.
But her eyes are just amazing. And she's with that black and white muzzle.
Yes.
She's just really a nice-looking dog.
So this morning I brought with me Nadia, who is a 2-year-old Siberian Husky mix. She came into our shelter about a month ago, believe it or not. Nobody ever came looking for her.
Had her name on her collar, too.
Had a name on her collar, and nobody ever came looking for her. She came in with her buddy, who is already adopted. So we're hoping that today's her lucky day for her to find a new
home. Was her buddy like her?
Her buddy was just like her, except for bigger. His name was Bandit.
Isn't that interesting somebody just got loose from someplace.
And they just didn't take the time to stop by the shelter and take a look for him.
Well,
so she's about 2 years old. We have her rated for kids 5 and older because she is pretty playful. So, she may get a little bouncy and just knock over a toddler, not even meaning to.
No. She came over and licked my hand this morning. So, I mean, it's not like she's, an aggressive little thing.
Yeah, she does the cutest thing. We're on our way here. and I'm driving down the road, and I've got one of my hands sitting on my leg, and she reaches over from the passenger seat and puts her paw right on top of my hand. Like, she wanted to hold my hand.
Oh, I don't know. You're a pretty cute guy. You know, Elk Killer comes over and wants attention. She puts her hand on the remote. Puts her little paw on the remote. I mean, it's funnier than anything. She comes up, puts her paw on the remote. Like, she thinks that will get my attention. Well, it does.
Of course it does. I fall asleep with the remote in my hand.
You know, I'm going to I don't do that. But there's somebody in my house that does that occasionally.
So old Miss Nadia here, she is actually good with other animals. We have her rated for kids 5 and older, like I mentioned.
Okay.
She does walk great on a leash and knows all of her basic commands. And we're hoping that today's her lucky day.
Right now she's laying up against Spencer here with her head up on him, just loving it. And just a beautiful dog. Okay. How do we get Nadia?
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
And let me tell you something about these dogs. Is when we brought in that little lab pup, we went down that day. My son-in-law, who's here from New Mexico, remember him. And he saw that puppy, and he thought about it. And by the time we got down, it was too late. Puppy's gone. All of his brothers were gone. Her brothers were gone. Everybody was gone. And so if you want the dog,
Don't hesitate,
because, we're not the only ones that are talking about what a great dog this is.
Yes.
And we've given away 100% of these dogs.
Yes, we have.
100% of these dogs have found homes. Great. Okay, now you got something else going. $20 neuters.
Yes, $20 neuters for the month of January.
There you go.
We received a grant from PetSmart.
Yep.
There's only limited spacing available, so give us a call today and for more information or to schedule your appointment.
There you go. Can't beat that. Okay, Spencer, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you for having us. You have a great weekend.
You too. And goodbye, Nadia. Pull Spencer out of here. Can you two walk out like holding hands? That would be kind of cool. Hey, a bunch of things going on, my friends. They're having how can I put this? This is a celebration of community heroes. And and what we've got is it's going to be on the next weekend, and it's going to have, not this weekend, but next weekend, it's going to be giving thanks to a couple of really amazing ladies, Millie and Kathy of Classic Cafe. For 29 years, they've given back with all their hearts to thousands of veterans and first responders, and it's time to give a little bit back to them. Plus, there's going to be some first responders also are going to be recognized at this big dinner that they're having. It's going to be Saturday, January 16th from 5 to 9 at Wind River. You can get your tickets from the Omega Lending Group here. And it's been sponsored by the Omega and Lending Group plus the VFW Post 1934. Tickets are $25. You can get tickets for the $25, you can buy tables. I'll be there. Doug Lamoff, Congressman Lamoff will be there as a speaker. I'll be the MC. We have a number of other speakers are coming up talking about our great city here, but also Millie Cathy and thanking our first responders. It's a Community Heroes Day. So anyway, you can get tickets online at omglending.com/events, or just go on down there and buy tickets from it. They've already sold over 200 tickets, and they're going out and printing some more. So there's still room, though, for about another 100 people. So we've got another week to get this. Now, Millie and Kathy have done an extraordinary amount of stuff for our city, our veterans, and it's a it's kind of a way that they've given so much for us to kind of give a little bit back to them. Every cent raised will go back to Millie and Kathy and Classy Cafe. Okay? All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 14 minutes after 7 here on the 8th of January, 2016. I have to remind Eric that because he's young, and they get stuck back. He thought for a long time it was still 2012. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The San Francisco Opera HD Cinema Series is coming back to Redding's historic Cascade Theater in January with Carlisle Floyd's American opera, Susanna. It's the story of a young woman in Appalachia accused of indecent behavior after bathing in a stream. Patricia Rosette stars in Susanna, Sunday, January 17th at 2 p.m. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is taking a sabbatical this morning. It is 18 after 7 here on the 8th of January. Big shout out to everybody. It's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Just means there's two more working days till Monday. Right, Eric?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly how I think of it.
That's the way I look at it. I'll be working this weekend and other places, too. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Sleep Number. You know, you can save right now $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed. It's rated number one in the country by Consumer Reports. Can't beat that. Why don't you start off your new year with a great night's sleep? One of the three pillars of health, diet, exercise, and good sleep. And you can do it at Sleep Number. So head on down there, and you can not only will they let you lay on a bed, and they'll show you how it can adjust to your body. You can adjust your, you know, of course, with a Sleep Number, you can adjust the firmness of the bed. My Sleep Number setting is 45, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. It really hasn't changed our marriage at all, even though we have different settings. We're still real buddies there. Elk Killer can go from one side to the other. I'm not sure what that means. But the only way you can get a Sleep Number bed is to head to the Target Shopping Center. Go and see Brian, Janice, or any of the highly trained professionals down there. And they're going to show you exactly what a great night's sleep can be like. All of this at Sleep Number. Okay, I'm here with Katie Barr.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you're here to talk about a big event that's happening tonight.
Absolutely. Tonight, the Shasta County Arts Council is putting on an event called 30-something. And that's where we have four local artists, all in their 20s and 30s, showing their art to introduce their work to the Shasta County area.
Okay, now there's sculptures there, and there's all types of different things there, though, right? I mean, when you talk art, what is it going to encompass there?
So there's going to be sculpture work, there's paintings, there's wood that's been burned to show images. And there's all types of mediums. There's also two concerts, one by a local band called One Soul, and the other concert is by Elk and Oak. So it'll be a lot of fun tonight. It's from 5 to 8 at Old City Hall on 1313 Market Street.
Which is right across the street from us, right here at 1326 Market Street.
Absolutely.
Now, what's it cost to get in?
It's free. It's a free show. Yep.
Free.
Yep.
It can't get any better than that.
It can't. So.
Hey, let me tell you that the Shasta County Arts Council has put together so many great things here in the last year, and they're just continuing on and on. You know, the Silent Film Festival, there's art exhibits going all the time, there's music, there's just, gosh, they're everything. Plus they're in charge of the Shasta County Access Channel.
Right, that's right. We have all the public access channels. Hopefully we'll be able to film the event tonight, so hopefully it will be available on public access TV, but we're not 100% sure about that. But it's going to be a great show. Both bands are phenomenal. All the artists are great. They're all young, local people. They were all trained in public schools here in the area, which is a big deal to me personally. They're all incredible, so it'll be a lot of fun. And there's going to be a cash bar, so if you plan on coming, you should bring your ID.
Bring your ID, especially with, you know, do you get your ID checked occasionally?
I do. I hope. I'd be worried if I stopped getting my ID checked.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Are you, and Katie, you're from here, of course.
Yes. I was born and raised here, locally in the area, and I studied art history at Santa Clara University, but because I can't be an artist, I wanted to help promote the arts, so that's how I got involved with the Arts Council.
But you can't be an artist?
Well, I prefer to study the art, I like to admire other people's artwork rather than produce it myself.
Have you ever tried?
I've tried, yeah. Actually, I took several art classes from another local fantastic artist here named Barbara Enochian.
Uh-huh.
She's a great artist, but the talent I think that everyone's going to see tonight far surpasses any talent that I personally would have, and I recognize that early on. So.
Well, you know what? It's a wise person that recognizes her own limitations there, because I also recognized that early myself, too. I thought, how hard can this be? Well, it's really hard.
It's really hard. It takes a lot of time.
And it takes a certain eye and a certain – I really believe that there's something, a talent in there, that the eye and what they see is different than a lot of what – non-artists see.
Right, exactly. And I think people will see that tonight, too. For example, Enrique Zepeda, he does some hyper-realism art. So you look at some of his artworks, and they look like photographs. You would think that they were photographs. And some of them are color pencils, some are painting, some he burned on wood. And Ryan Schubert of Cannonball Metalworks, he made statues out of scrap metal. A lot of times they're out of motorcycle pieces. He makes steelhead fish out of steel, that type of thing. And then Lauren Phipps does a little bit more provocative, abstract art. And she was trained here by another young local artist named Joe Baker. So, Lexi Belvins also does abstract art painting.
Well,
so it's pretty cool.
People, that when you hear this, people talking about there's no culture, no art in Reading. What do you think about that? I mean, you obviously, I mean, how long have you haven't been back long, have you?
No, I've been back about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And was that from school?
From Santa Clara Law School, yes.
Okay. And did you practice other places before you got here?
I was, through law school, I clerked for a judge at the Hall of Justice in San Jose, and then I worked at the Santa Clara County Public Defender's Office.
Okay.
So, and then I moved back. But when people say there's no art and culture in Reading, it makes me really sad, because it's absolutely not true. And that's one of the things that the Arts Council is really trying to show the community, because we have so many great artists in the community. And just by putting on this show, I've realized how many people are interested in the art, how many great artists there are. And this specific show is to kick off the cultural cruise. And one of the things that's great is that a lot of the artists haven't showcased their work yet. So it's going to be pretty incredible. And the Arts Council, we have a program called Winterfest, where we try to show the community all of the art and culture available in Reading. And by doing that, you can see how much talent there is in this small community. And living here as opposed to a place like the Bay Area where it's huge and there's much more competition, people are willing to really come together to promote the arts. So I think we're just trying to expose all of the talent that's in the area.
Well, you know what? That's a great way of putting it, Katie. Good job on that one, because, you know, it is true. And people that don't think that there's something going on, oh, gosh, there's nothing. You know, maybe being in this position is that knowing is how much stuff is going on. The Cascade, the Civic, the, you know, over here at Old, you know, at Old City Hall with always something going on over there. Deborah Lucero has just done a wonderful job over there. And then you're on the, and then you're on the board or the of directors, right? Or the...
Right, the board of directors. Yeah. I'm on the board of directors for the Arts Council, and Deborah is a gem in this town. We are so lucky to have
people don't realize
like her.
How good she is, and she has fought the good fight.
Absolutely, and she's, you know, she's on the board of the California Arts Council, which is a big deal. She's
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's a big wig in the arts world, and we're so lucky to have her. She's done so much with the Arts Council, and she's, you know, she really does it for good reasons too. She just wants to help out the community.
And she does, and that's the thing is that she doesn't have a, you know, she doesn't have some kind of axe to grind. She just wants to provide, you know, a great art venue for people here, you know, for artists and for people that enjoy art. Okay, well, good. So that's going to be tonight.
Tonight from 5 to 8.
It's free.
It's free, and Rico's Tacos Taco Truck will be right outside. So.
Wow, and Rico's Taco Truck.
Yes, absolutely. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it'll be cool, and it ends at 8, so you can start your Friday right after work, stop by the Arts Council, see some art, listen to some good music, and then make your Friday night fun afterwards.
This is a great idea. And then, you know, you kind of stroll downtown afterwards and kind of see what's going on. You know, stop off at, you know, a variety of places. There's, see, you know, the downtown's changing. If you haven't been down here, there's plenty of parking in the general area.
Exactly. And the art itself, this is to kick off the part of the cultural cruise, but the art itself will be up for 3 weeks. So if you can't make it tonight, you should really come by Old City Hall and check out the artist's work in the next 3 weeks while it's up. And if you can't do that, then ArtSmart on Hartnell has local art up that that our local artists are selling that aren't being showed in the gallery. So there's lots of opportunities in town that we just want people to know about, because they can't say any longer that there's no art and culture in Reading, because it's not true.
Katie Barr and Deborah Lucero.
Yes.
Brought it back.
Well, Deborah Lucero brought it back.
It's always been here. It's always been here.
But
what we're doing is publicizing it more.
Exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming in here. I know it's you've got a full day ahead of you, I'm sure.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're practicing law here
now. I'm practicing at Barr & Mudford. I'm working with my dad.
Yeah. You know what? What a good guy he is.
Or he's working for me, I guess. Now yep. I'm just kidding.
That's what she says, but then she's shaking her head no.
Yeah.
She goes, no, he does. He works for me.
Yeah.
You know what? Daddy's always worked for the little girls.
Exactly.
You know, I don't care what it is. You know, I don't care where they are. We're always still working for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for taking such an interest in the arts here, because, you know, we want to expand. I see 2016 as a year that kind of getting our arms around what's going on downtown, and, you know, art walks and all types of great things. You can come into different businesses and have art displayed and all that, you know.
Exactly. And if people who are listening right now are interested, if you're an artist, contact the Arts Council. We'd be happy to talk to you about showing some of your work.
And how do they do that?
They can go to the website or find us on Facebook. It's the Shasta County Arts Council, or as we call it, SCAC, S-C-A-C, and become a member, and we will send you tons of emails telling you about all of the art events going on, whether you're an artist or not. And if you are an artist, we will help you promote your work.
And we're going to try and have somebody like Katie or Deborah in at least once a month to talk about all the things that are going on.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, we can do that.
There's a lot going on, so that would be great.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back with NetSound and talk about what's going on there. And then after that, we want to talk about the Veteran Service Officer and what's going on with that and the latest on that question. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:30 in the morning. It's still 36 degrees, going up to 55 today, but no rain. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Join us for Turtle Bay's most delicious event ever, Chocolate After Dark. On February 4th, you'll enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Peanuts Naturally. At just $35 per person with limited tickets available, this fabulous event is sure to sell out. So don't wait. Get your tickets today. This is a 21 and over event only. Buy your tickets at Turtle Bay or at turtlebay.org now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's second Tuesday dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right. And with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 28 minutes until 8 o'clock. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. In fact, Northern Firearms Instruction has got a class of over 40 ladies, women, going this weekend for a concealed carry class, 40. So that's going to be kind of a large class. And Ted Leidy has got his instructors all lined up. He's going to have like four ranges going at the same time. And it's going to be a, it'll be quite, it's not the first time they've taught that many. But this is just another indication is that how many people really, really are taking it seriously about being able to take responsibility for their own safety in their house and safety of their loved ones. And the way, one of the ways you do that is to be able to obtain a concealed carry license and also with that concealed carry license be trained on when and how to use a weapon. And you get this through Northern Firearms Instruction for and Northern Firearms Instruction will provide a gun and ammo for people that have, maybe the gun doesn't fit them right or it's they don't have one but they're getting ready to buy one, and then Northern Firearms will help you make that selection on what kind of gun to buy. Get online at readingccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822 for future classes. Like I said, this one is filled, but they've got several other classes coming up here in the near future. And speaking of concealed carry, we have, of course, Anderson High School District has said they're not going to enforce the CCW ban. And it's up to the high schools. It's up to the superintendents if they want to or not. That's the way it's written. And, of course, the guy that wrote it, his spokesman goes, well, they're going to be held responsible for it. I got a kind of a feeling they're always held responsible for it, that no matter what, they're always going to be held responsible for things. But what the superintendent says, and you know what, and here it is. Here is actually common sense for the person that's, for the people out there, is that he says, look, the sheriff has gone through an extensive background investigation and on these people. They're trained. I'm not going to kind of go in there and try to make some kind of weird on my own type of regulations. I'm just going to kind of trust what they're saying and what they're doing here. And you know, it's not making a big thing out of it. Of course, the media will make a big thing out of it. Maybe it's because I am, too. But I just think it shows a great deal of common sense. And the fact is that it's no longer a gun-free zone on campuses in the Anderson School District. So that when the person that comes in there that wants to cause damage does not know who's carrying. And then the training that people get. And I think there's going to be probably additional training. Anyway. Hey, shout out anyway. Big, and then also, you know, like Chief Mike Johnson is involved in this whole thing. So we are with John.
How's it going this morning, Carl?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Net sound.
Waking up to another full weekend.
There you out there, you know, talking to my other guests. I thought I was going to lose you. What do you have here?
Oh, wow, I got a picture here. What is this? This is a picture of a video shoot we were doing earlier this week.
Okay.
And it's for our webpage.
Wow.
We're gonna be greeting people who visit our webpage. It'll launch later this month.
Mm-hmm.
But Net Sound, of course, is the main sound company here with portable sound, lighting, stage, couple photo booths. We do a lot of the portable sound things. We do tons of weddings. And I think that's what we're talking about mostly here is the wedding show that's coming up.
That's right.
It's pretty soon, but this is
next weekend.
I know. And then,
gosh, on that Sunday, what is that, the 17th?
The 17th.
From 11 to 3 out at Simpson University. And I tell you what, it's going to have well over 80 vendors. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to hit 100. I know we tried to hold it back a little bit because of just the room. Because we want to have enough room. We've widened the aisles. We're going to have a fashion show. Linda's going to be emceeing that.
Really?
We're going to have music. We're going to have an entryway that's just going to knock people's socks off. And it's going to have they're going to give away not only tickets to Disneyland, but a cruise from Avante Travel to a lucky bride and groom.
Man,
I'd like
to win one of those.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're going to be just being there being busy making great noise. great sounds, I should say, not noise. that's next weekend, and it's going to be on a Sunday. I think it's just going to be a great time. Admission $7. And the reason we do admission, frankly, is we want people that are coming there, because a lot, vendors are out there going through a lot of work to put their, put their stuff out there. And if, there's been other shows that didn't charge anything. And what they did is just got not even in today, but they had a lot of people there.
Right.
The only thing they came in there was maybe win a prize or eat food.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to have food there too. By the way. So this
something
kind of
to
puts,
do for
yeah,
free.
Yeah, for free. So the kind of people coming in run from under the bridge and in there. But the one out at Simpson, we have people there that are serious. We have a lot of brides and their families in there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. Now, what kind of stuff does NetSound do? I mean, you kind of were
we
generic
have been,
when it.
Yeah, but, we've been morphing. We started off being the sound company for the Mosquito Serenade. And back in the day, Ken Hartman, who ran the Mosquito Serenade and worked for the city of Reading, he saw us playing in a park one time. And I didn't know Ken, but he wandered up to me and said, hey, your band sounds really good. And I thought he was going to book our band. He goes, does this sound belong to you? And I said, yeah, our band bought this sound. And he said, you could be my sound company. And pretty much recruited me on the spot, even though I shook my head and said, I don't do that, and I have two day jobs, and, I don't even know how to mix. I play keyboard. So he pursued me. You know what he said? He said, you seem like the type of guy who might not be drunk, late, running around with broken gear. Are you local? And I said, yeah. So he said, "Those are the, I want someone like that. I want someone who's reliable and friendly and local." And so we're in our ninth year now with Mosquito Serenade. And this year they've asked me to be the concert coordinator, so I get to book the bands and talk with sponsors. And I'm just proud of that event, which led to Market Fest, led to Cool April Nights, the Crab Festival, the Crab Feed, which is happening this weekend. A few of the wedding coordinators then came up and they said, "Hey, we notice you have sound in there back in like 2010. Do you do weddings?" And I shook my head. I'm like, I don't know. Help me out.
I don't know. Do I?
And so Gwen Edwardson, who's the queen of wedding coordination up here, she grabbed a hold of my number. And the first year we did 8 weddings. The next year was 24. And
Gwen lives in Hawaii now. And Gwen is still playing a big part in this thing. I mean, we've got half her family are helping out in this event.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's in Hawaii. I mean, and she's texting me, and I'm thinking, are you in town? No, I'm on the beach.
She is so responsible, so on the ball, and never looks like she's sweating. I'm like, how are you pulling off all these events?
And she must spray herself with some kind of like antiperspirant spray.
She's got people like us running around sweating.
Don Shulman's, this is Don Shulman's baby, and we're really rolling in to help. Don and it's been a tough year for a lot of the wedding groups. It's a lot of the companies. I mean, you're growing, as are some of the others, but the others are hanging in there.
Sure.
But brides are still spending. The average bride or the average wedding in Reading, it's like $20,000.
I know. I'm already saving
$20,000.
Have you married off all your daughters yet?
Yeah. And they got grandkids. I don't expect them.
Right.
You know what? If they want to get married again, they're on their own. Hey.
I know. After a wedding, I'm always like, with a bride and groom, like, "Hey, this was an awesome night. I hope I don't see you again." No. Don't get married again. Love her forever, okay?
That's right. No, you want to be there for every one of their anniversaries. That's
there
what you do. Hand out your card. You say, "Hey, I want to be there for your anniversary." you can do almost any size venue then.
Some of the larger things we've done have taken us to places like Hawaii and San Jose. We did 3 years in a row over at the Hilton Hawaiian, which was a logistics marathon and challenge.
Some people would say nightmare.
It was so fun, but I never saw the beach. We did a conference. It was like 5 ballrooms and 8 breakout rooms and about 1,200 people. TV cameras.
People tell me they didn't see the beach. I don't believe a word you said. As soon as you said that, everything up to then, I go, "Oh, man, this must have been not." When you said, "Hey, we never even saw the beach." I know. You know what? That is impossible, first of all. And second of all, come on, there must have been a minute you walked out there and just kind of like put your feet in the beach.
Well, after it was all over, we cleaned up. We rented, me and John Ewing.
Oh, here we go. Okay,
we rented mopeds and we tried to go up the Diamond Head, and I think that thing ran out of gas or something, but it was a kick. Yeah, we did have fun.
Well, anybody, first of all, that rides mopeds in Hawaii is just waiting to have road rash. I can just tell you, I haven't lived there for 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, no, you'd be seeing them all the time just crash, people. "Oh, yeah, I can drive a moped." Boom. Oh, God.
No, we jumped into some waves that were way too big. We got sand rash.
Sand rash.
Yeah, we were warned by the lifeguards. They looked at us and thought, "Hey, you howlies, you're going to get hurt out there over the loudspeaker. Hey, white boy, get out of those waves. They're pounding." So we were able to do.
He's not kidding, folks. He's not kidding. I mean, this is things out there that
waves
just
pack up.
Oh, and then not only that, but you'll get the jellyfish. Will come rolling in with the surf. Mm-hmm. And my daughter just had one plant on her back.
No.
And all the lifeguards have jars full of cotton balls with I think it's ammonia to put on there and to kind of alleviate that burning. And so they've got just bottles full of this stuff.
I missed out on that.
Oh yeah, you didn't really miss out on that. Okay, now of course, we're talking about the big wedding shows. Somebody had a question. Will there be a prenup attorney at the wedding show? I'm not sure. It may not be a bad idea, but I don't know if that kind of was what people are really looking at. We're offering that day is Chance or the studios here to be able to broadcast get the couple in here, broadcast, we have a segment with them, and they met, how they fell in love.
Ooh, that's cool.
You know, plans, what they're doing. I mean, just what about their life.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to record it. And, of course, it's archived and it's sent out all over the world, you know, from our broadcast, you know, over the air, but also streaming.
Wow.
And then give them a copy of that so they can give that to people.
You know, I like it.
Yeah, you know, thought about it one day. Said, you know what? I think people would like to do something like that. We're going to offer that up that day. And, you know, for brides and grooms.
Yeah. And I think the fashion show is a great idea, too.
Fashion show is going to be really good.
I think sometimes people in the wedding industry look at that show and they say, you know, I don't know. I don't book enough at a show. But what I've found over the years is the exposure. Mm-hmm. Like people walk through and they say, I saw you there. And then I saw you here, and then I noticed your van drive through town, and you seem to be all over the place. And pretty soon it kind
of
adds up, like somehow you're
all
in the picture.
Of advertising.
Yeah,
it does.
And so you'll get the calls. And
sometimes it'll be 5, 10 times.
Yeah.
And this is what we found. You know, it's not the first time in many cases.
Right.
Unless you've got a one-of-a-kind, I mean, just, you know, just thing. But what something happens like the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th time, 10th time, they'll click onto it. And when they do, you've got a sale.
Yeah.
So it's persistence. I really believe that.
Well, I'm looking at 2016, and I'm amazed. It feels to me like, I don't know, we're so booked. I don't know how I'm going to get through. It's going to be a challenge. We're 44 deposits in without the wedding show yet. And so
we'll wait.
Yeah. 44 weddings in a year is beyond.
That's phenomenal.
It's about 3 times what most guys do, actually. Yeah. And so I have 3 other guys that are working with me. But every weekend there's something on the books right now, which means we're into our second and third row of bookings, which is so good. We've been investing in gear. We've got brand new stuff. It always sounds good. We're improving our game and working with a lot of guys in town, actually. We like the other DJs. So
you're working as DJs for this and for sound of all these. And, you know, I know one of them just retired.
I don't know.
Well, I'll talk to you about it later. I don't know. I don't want to say it over the air because, you know, maybe I got the wrong word wrong. Anyway, hey, NetSound, how do people get a hold of you?
So 515-6465 is my number.
Okay.
If you can't remember it, the last 4 digits spell oink. And that sticks in people's heads somehow, and I'm sorry.
515-OINK. You know, you're right. I got it.
There you go. You won't forget it.
Hey, Eric, are you going to forget that?
No.
I mean, 515-OINK.
So, 6465. Oh, okay. It spells mink as well. Ladies, mink for you. Guys, just oink it, and there you go. I wish it was something cool, like, you know.
Well, no, that is cool. That's cool. All right. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me in. Look forward to seeing you at the wedding show.
We'll see you a week from tomorrow.
Nice.
Gosh, can you imagine that? It's already here. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're going to be talking to Veteran Service Officer Bruja.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas, and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got 2 more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Redding, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mm-hmm.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
She done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you foolin' with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right. That's all right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR 1460 with my bump music guru, Eric, here. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock here on the 8th of January, 2016. 38 degrees out there, going up to 55 today. It's going to be a nice day, sunshiny, maybe a chance for rain later on today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, though. When I say beautiful, no rain. You know, maybe a little rain tonight. But Saturday and Sunday look like it's clearing off. Next week we'll have something else rolling in, but we need it. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. As a matter of fact, Shasta is 33% of capacity. It's up 12 feet from the low of December 8th. Historically, the lake rises rapidly in March, April, May from melting snow. Last year, the lake rose rapidly in December and January from rain. This year, we are getting snow in the watershed. It won't be filling the lake for 3 months. So there. And no, I don't think there'll be a prenup attorney at the wedding show. Oh, it's kind of a good idea sometimes. Just kidding here. All right, Veteran Service Officer, I promised that I'd be talking about this again today. In case you're just kind of tuning in on us, the Veteran Service Officer office out of the Shasta works for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. We've had some really great ones. Don Mangrum, of course, Dave Lanford, Bob, all have done great jobs. And the next one was hired was a gent by the name of Duke Medeiros. Got fired in like three months. Left under stress. And then Mac McCraw came in. Mac was a career Air Force guy, and then he abruptly resigned. And I've talked about it. You know, the fact is that he did write to me, and he said that he was not getting the support that he needed on some of these and some of the issues that were there, and that there were disciplinary problems within the office that could not be addressed. Dave Lanford took it over, and Dave, of course, has been there a long time and before, and has stepped back up into the fray, and so that to make sure our veterans are taken care of. Now, here's where I'm coming from. Here is the fact is that we've got so many veterans up here in Northern California and in Shasta County, in this region right here, 20,000. And the other fact is that the VA itself, as we all know, and I mean ad nauseum, is screwed up. Not necessarily the clinic here, though the clinic here is starting to have problems with the fact that with the number of doctors they have. And things are going in there. Now I'm starting to hear things out of the veteran from the VA clinic right here that I don't like. But for whatever reason, McCraw left. We've got a problem there, obviously, in the Shasta County Veteran Service office. And it starts with the selection of the man or woman that's going to be there. Everybody's paying so much attention about, oh, he or she has got to have all this background in taking care of cases. Poppycock. Poppycock. I'll tell you why. You need a leader in there that can pull that team together, forge them, have them gain confidence back in themselves, bring confidence from the veterans community back into that office, and move forward. You can always train him or her on how to do cases and do them correctly, right? The other thing that has to be done is that that salary has to be commensurate with the other salaries of other division heads there. The other thing that has to happen is no more hiring somebody from out of the area. We've got enough good people right here in Reading that can do that job. Trust me. Leaders that can step forward and move out smartly. We don't need to go to anywhere else to get them. Because I'll tell you why. You don't know what you're getting. Obviously, great job. Obviously, and one that got fired right away, and another one that quit and just said, I've had it here. And so you need somebody that everybody knows. This community knows the veterans. It's a proven quantity here. But you've got to get them to step up to do that. And one of the ways to do it is that is the salary. I'm not talking like you're paying the city of Reading pays. No. But there should be a commensurate salary. Let's go to the phones. Gruff, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good.
Stand up. Get closer to that phone, buddy.
I apologize. I'm driving. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Let me pull over real quick. You mentioned that Duke left under stress. And let's correct that. Let's make it quite clear that according to the investigation of the 300 pages, Duke was fired for sexual harassment because he had a history of sexual harassment.
Okay.
The guy was worthless. And I'll tell you what, if I was the husband of the lady that turned the guy in,
uh-huh.
I would have been down there beating his face in for the things that he said to her. Let me ask you this. As a professional...
No, you're right. Greff, you're right.
As an officer in the military, as you were, would you walk up to somebody's spouse in your professional setting and say, hey, you know, when you stand against the corner like that, you remind me of the ladies in Okinawa. He says, oh, that was the cleaning ladies? Come on. You and I both know we're in the military. What's the first thing that popped in your mind? It wasn't a cleaning lady. It was a prostitute.
Well,
and he said the same thing when she was down on her knees. And that's in the 300-page report. He also admitted to saying, well, who was the BI with an itch that turned me in? What kind of professional does that? And I don't care what Jim Young says. Jim Young is a whiny baby, in my professional opinion. The guy complained to the newspaper, I resigned in duress and because, you know, I'm protesting. No, he was made to retire because he didn't stand up for the troops underneath him. That's his problem. And he's still whiny. And Mac, he's a big whiny pogue. And if nobody understands what pogue is, that's for people who actually went outside the wire and call the people that are people other than grunts. People that stayed behind the wire and stayed in their little office and did whatever they wanted to do and then said, yeah, I served 20 years and I'm a combat veteran. No, you weren't a combat veteran. You were a pogue. You stayed behind the wire and you played office. Those are the problems that I have with the Veteran Service Office.
Well, what about what's the solution there, Gruff? I've only got a minute here before we have to go break at the top of the hour. What's the solution, quickly?
The solution is quit looking at the guy, as you said, quit looking at the guy's background and say, oh, just because he's a doctor, he looks great on paper. No, get a background, vet the guy. Make sure there's no complaints about him. Find out what kind of leader he is. Is he just a paper pusher, or is he somebody who actually knows how to lead without intimidating those underneath him? Can he pull somebody up and say, you know what, we need to work together. You've been here this long. Realize also, you may be coming from the military, but you're going into a civilian setting that has union representation. You can't just come in and say, this is the way it is. You can't talk unless you're spoken to. That doesn't work in a professional setting. You know that, and I know that. I've owned my own businesses. So I can tell you, the people underneath me, I would never treat like these people have treated their employees.
Well,
that's all I got.
Well, you know what, Gruff? I appreciate this phone call. You were on the line the other day, or on the board the other day, and you said, "Hey, look, there's this other side," and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about Duke. I'm hearing other things too about Mac McCraw, but the main thing is that what I'm trying to do is get past that, and we need to find a leader that can bring this team together and move forward, because it's just too important to leave it in a state of disarray. And I appreciate your phone call, though. And we do have to run.
More question. I saw some emails being tossed out by Gibson and Kleckner and calling the person in the office as the problem. And I would say to them, you're the problem. You do not ever pick on the people that are in the office because they're doing their best. They've been there longer.
Thanks, Griff. We've just hit the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you though for your observations. Hey, we're gonna be right back after the news, everybody.
In the world, adding a surprising 292,000 jobs in the month of December, PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman.
There was a very strong report, 292,000 jobs created in December to cap off a very strong year for job growth. Close to 2.4 million people found jobs over the past year.
And for a third straight month, the jobless rate held steady at 5%. U.S. wholesale businesses trimmed their stockpiles for the second straight month of November, even as their sales plunged by the largest amount in 10 months.
The Commerce Department says wholesale inventories declined 0.3% following a similar drop in October. Sales fell 1%, the biggest setback since January 2014. Economists hope continued job gains will boost consumer spending and businesses will respond by restocking their empty shelves in coming months.
That's correspondent Jeremy House, a Philadelphia police officer recovering from gunshot wounds after police say he was ambushed last night in his patrol car. Police Commissioner Richard Ross.
This is absolutely one of the scariest things I've ever seen. I mean, this guy tried to execute the police officer. The police officer had no idea he was coming.
The commissioner's comments airing on Philadelphia's WPVI TV. Self-driving cars may seem like a thing of the future, but not the very distant future, as it turns out. Renault Nissan Alliance CEO Carlos Ghosn says when his company rolls out about 10 self-driving models in coming years, it will help Americans save a lot of time as well.
Average American spends 750 hours a year into the car. So these are 750 hours doing nothing except driving. But if you can take back part of this time to do something else, it's a huge advantage.
By 2018, the cars, he says, will be able to automatically to navigate across several highway lanes and then handle traversing city streets on their own by the year 2020. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Looking for the perfect resolution? This year, get your thicker hair back with Viviscal. Just two little tablets a day can make your thin hair look and feel thicker and fuller. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, as a New Year's special, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-226-1900. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective it's recommended by top doctors like board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Grant Stevens.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's 100% drug free and it's backed by years of clinical research.
This year get the thick full hair you want by calling 800-226-1900 now for your 90-day risk free supply plus free shipping. Call 800-226-1900. That's 800-226-1900.
President Obama took to CNN last night to defend his latest executive action on gun control in a town hall-style meeting.
Part of the reason I think that this ends up being such a difficult issue is because people occupy different realities.
Among those skeptical of the president's proposal, Tanya Kyle, the widow of the American sniper Chris Kyle, she says she doubts a gun purchase background check will stop those who are determined to carry out crimes, including murder.
We want to think that we can make a law and people will follow it. But by the very nature of their crime, they're not following it. By the very nature of looking at the people who hurt our loved ones here, I don't know that any of them would have been stopped by the background check.
Looking to the financial markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average responding very positively to today's jobless report after a huge loss yesterday. Right now it is the Dow up by just about 29 points. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sports clothing maker Under Armour is getting into the gadgets business with a set of wearable devices, headphones, and wireless scales. Under Armour strategy director Ben McAllister says it has a fitness app that can also analyze a user's activity and offer all kinds of advice.
You can't get better if you're not measuring what you do. And all this technology just makes it easier to measure what you do and become a better athlete.
Though Under Armour is not first with any of these devices, it's trying to make it easy on consumers by designing products that connect wirelessly to each other or to its smartphone apps. El Nino-fueled storms have brought heavy snow to northern Arizona. That's been something different for driver Martiz Ward, who told KNXV-TV in Flagstaff.
We don't drive in the snow all the time, so this was new for most of us.
Grand Canyon National Park has halted all shuttle bus service with snow and ice packed now on roads on the south rim of the Grand Canyon. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on sabbatical this morning. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the 8th of January, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's Friday. I'm here with the world-famous Eric. Eric kind of looks like, I don't know, kind of looks like them, like that, you know, like the, you know, the guy from Dos Equis. You know, the most interesting man in the world, that kind of guy. So it's kind of like every time he does the weather, I just kind of feel like he's going to tell me what the weather's like in Acapulco. But what's the weather like around here?
Well, right now it's 38 degrees outside, going to get up to 55 today with a low of 41, and we will get some rain later on, but this evening. Tomorrow it's going to rain probably before 10. It's going to be a high of 49 with a low of 37. And then Sunday we're going to get, it's going to be clear skies. And then we'll get a little bit of rain next week, but it's kind of going to dry up a bit.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to Susan Eastman. Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning. It's been a long time.
It has. Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today. It's Friday, and the market is up, and it's sunny.
And it's sunny, and the market's up.
Down days since the 1st of January.
It has been. Worst start, I guess, since in a long time.
Yep. Okay. Well, let me get to the report.
Yes, ma'am.
Major averages are rebounding after a solid jobs report and lower international volatility overnight. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 15 points at 16,528. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 1948. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 9 points at 4,698. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America, trading up 5 cents at $15.55. Ford up 15 cents at $12.85. GE up a penny, trading at $28.96. For local stocks of interest, Tri-Counties Bank up 55 cents at $26.11, Bank of Commerce up a nickel at $6.71, and UPS up 37 cents trading at $92.21. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price sealed 2.16%. And for commodities, gold is up $16.30 an ounce at $11.08, silver down 27 cents at $14.16, and crude oil off 80 cents trading at $33.17 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much. Welcome back.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Hey, let's go to Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
What in the heck is going on back there? You're taking a big, you know, you passed the, you passed that budget, and you're going straight at him this time, huh?
Well, we pretty much go at him every time with the tools we have available. Yeah. So, yeah, with this reconciliation measure we have is one that is it's a fairly limited tool, but we were able to pull a lot of the underpinnings out from under the disaster that Affordable Care Act is, and move towards refocusing on what the healthcare system could be. And that's not government run. It's not government running your insurance. Where, you know, before all this, we had 85% of Americans had coverage that they were reasonably happy with. And so now that's all been upset for the last few years by so-called Obamacare.
Well, you know, and then there's, you know, there's the question also of Planned Parenthood. That some people think that that cutting the money from Planned Parenthood cuts away all medical care for women that may not have the funds to seek treatment or screenings and things like this.
That's not true.
Well, Planned Parenthood doesn't provide all those services they advertise anyway. Maybe some of their facilities have some of those, but in many cases they're referring that to someone else down the street. And so whether it's, well, I won't go into them, but they in many cases are referring some of the more sophisticated treatments or checks or what have you to other places. So, well, why don't we, as we did in this legislation, direct the funds to those clinics, to those facilities that are doing that, and not directing that money towards abortion. And so that's been a long-time priority around here. We used to have what's called the Hyde Amendment that blocked money for abortion anyway. So
that's what I thought.
New news, but we find on the left side of the aisle there that they're so focused on making sure Planned Parenthood is untouched, it actually goes to complete irrationality the way they act about it. So it's not about women's health. It's about an agenda. It's about keeping Planned Parenthood friendly to them and the mass amount of campaign contributions that seems to go to that side.
Yeah, and the I think they just came out officially throwing their support behind Hillary Clinton.
Well, surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah, I don't see him. I didn't see Trump's name or Cruz or anybody, you know, mentioned that way. There's so many things going on. What would you say the biggest topic is right now? The biggest thing that everybody's, you know, got concerned about up here on the Hill.
Well, you know, we had the omnibus thing. We got that passed this last month, and it was there was a lot of good in it, a lot of bad in it, and so you know. It's behind us. It's the last budget we'll have to do with this president. It's the last round of a lot of things we'll have to do with this president here. And so in that sense, there's going to be stability for military spending and for military salaries with a small increase. Those are things I could have supported. But what I was not happy with was that the budget trajectory is not being held. Spending was increasing, and then it got to the compromise that had to be struck, I think, by the leadership on both sides in order to get something out of the House, out of the Senate, and past the president's desk rather than a shutdown. So my critique of that is that we're not one of the biggest problems we'll have in the future is if interest rates should start to move up significantly, the debt service on our $18.6 trillion national debt is going to become that much more difficult to manage, and it will basically eviscerate the rest of the discretionary part of our budget. We'll be spending military spending or social service spending. More and more of that will be eaten away in order just to handle debt service. So if we're going to keep growing the deficit and we increase the rate with which the deficit goes up, then we're going to be in big trouble if we aren't already. You know what I mean?
I mean, we're in big trouble already, but we could be in bigger trouble.
Yes, sir. So I finally had, for me, draw the line. Look, we can't increase the spending or the rate of it. We have to stay on a trajectory that the budget will balance someday. We'd like to have that, you know, when I first got here, that timeline we were projecting for was 10 years. So now that means now we're getting down about 7 years to go on the original Paul Ryan plan from about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have discipline. We have to stick to that. And, you know, this wasn't entirely a Republican plan that came out of here. There's a lot of critics out there, especially our, you know, more conservative folks saying, well, this is a terrible sellout plan. Like, well, folks, we don't control all three legs of the stool around here. Okay? We have a solid House majority, which we can put out the type of legislation and do that I think our, you know, conservative folks would all be proud of, that I'd be proud of. But we have to get stuff through the Senate. Most of those measures require 60 votes. What happened on budget reconciliation, which left the House here yesterday after the Speaker Ryan signing, is that through those limited maneuvers you can do in budgeting, we were able to do it on a 51-vote basis over on the Senate side. So that's why we got what we got done on the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Which doesn't start until the next round of fiscal year grants go out. So people are still yelling about Well, the omnibus-funded Planned Parenthood. That was last budget year where that would occur, okay? In the spring is when they apply for the grants, and those grant monies are given out by Health and Human Services to wherever they go, and Planned Parenthood has been getting their cut of that as well. So that can't happen until this next following spring. Now with this legislation, at least the House and Senate have done their job to preclude that. And so other cynics will say, like, well, the president's going to veto it. You guys are just doing show votes. Well, what the heck do you want us to do, okay? We have the ability to legislate in the House and the Senate. We can't make the president do things. So we do the best we can with the legislative process set out by the Constitution under the separation of powers. I mean, what people are asking sometimes, I guess, that we cheat, like the other side does, and go around the Constitution. So what it boils out, what it boils down to or points out, I mean, is that we've demonstrated the House can pass it, and on budget reconciliation, we did limited things to undercut Obamacare and defund Planned Parenthood with a 51-vote majority in the Senate. Last leg of the stool we need, somebody in the White House that will sign what we can send out on budget reconciliation with a 51-vote Senate. So okay, we're demonstrated that, and that's what we've done. And so now the president, when he receives that bill and does whatever he does with it, he can explain to the public why the promise of Obamacare, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. You will save $2,500 per year per family on the average with this plan. None of those things have happened. You have less choices. People got kicked off. You know, you've heard the whole litany.
Oh, yeah. There's
so
just,
the president
it goes on
can
and
explain
on and on.
Why he would want to veto this and why he thinks funding Planned Parenthood instead of Homeland Security or what have you is more important to him. And when that comes back from his desk with a veto signature, should he do so, then when we take it up for an override vote, now members of the House and Senate can explain why they would not support an override, why they wanted to keep people shackled to the Affordable Care Act, and they thought Planned Parenthood funding for an organization that's selling baby parts is more important to them than a lot of other things. So this is what we're demonstrating with that. Yeah, well, I wish it was a better result, more expeditiously, but we don't control all three legs. For some reason, the people voted this guy president twice, so that's 8 years.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff. We got to take a quick break here, Congressman, and we'll be right back after these messages. Part of this section of the show, though, has been brought to you by friends over at View 202. Linda's going to be singing there this Sunday. She's going to be there from brunch from 11:30 to 1:30. Come on by. Make reservations by giving them a call at 226-8439. We're for Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble at View 202 this Sunday. We'll be right back after these messages. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. This is Carl Linda Bott, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shoppe. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shoppe.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon Acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on January the 8th, 2016. 38 degrees out there, going up to 55 today. Maybe a little rain in the forecast. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally operated and owned by Ed and Kyle DeFore, father-son, great there, group there, Full Deli. Full butcher shop. It's got over 1,000 drinks, over 250 different kinds of beer. This is like the world's largest convenience store, or the world's smallest supermarket. But it's got it all, everything, good prices, anything you could possibly imagine. Breakfast, lunch, it's there. At Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Good people there. Really, really good people. Support our community, support the veterans. All that at Mighty Fine Foods. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And the Congressman kind of gave us a little primer there on the budget and what's going on with that. Congressman, just, you know, I'd just like to get into the veterans here for in a minute. I don't know how, I know you may be voting today, maybe pulled out of here any time.
We can go any minute here and kind of keep an eye on.
Okay.
The veterans.
It doesn't seem to be getting any better. And we're seeing things that's happening to the military that really is quite concerning to a lot of us. The Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, has said there'll be no waivers on, you know, for requests that women, that women have to be allowed to be in all of these different military specialties. The Marine Corps did a 9-month study showing that women mixed in with men in the rifle squads just wasn't as good as all male squads. And then on top of that,
but an edict just came down from the Marines the other day saying they're going to force it anyway, right?
They're forcing it anyway, and not only that, then they doubled down on it. This jerk who's a SECNAV said that now they have to now integrate the boot camps. And they gave them 15 days to do that. 15 days.
15 whole days, huh?
A whole days to do that, to integrate the women into the male boot camp. I mean, how are you even going to organize something like that is going to be very difficult, and gave them 15 days. I believe that there's some kind of...
They got a lot of rental toilets then to start with, huh?
No. It's
chaotic.
It is chaotic, but there's something going on that there... It just seems like the military is under attack from this administration. Is Congress getting into this?
Well, we every time there's a funding battle going on, or a continuing resolution, or when it's the appropriations process, or like you saw in the omnibus deal the other day, again, that's if there's highlights to the omnibus, it would be that we're holding the line on military spending and even a modest increase in military pay. Holding the line meaning keeping the floor, not the ceiling, because this is the exactly wrong time we should be downsizing. I mean, you know, after the Reagan era, maybe there was some room for the, you know, so-called peace dividend there, but eternal vigilance is what's required. And, again, I'm sorry, but it keeps coming down to this administration with its executive authority. You know, we make the laws, the executive branch enforces them, the executive branch carries it out. they're carrying everything out on this in the wrong direction. They don't respect the military. They don't respect that there's a certain protocol or esprit de corps there that is supposed to be maintained, and turning it into a social experiment is probably endangering lives and readiness. So,
well, the Army can't even.
I can't agree with what's going on here.
Well, there's got to be something. There's got to be something like like calling this guy in front of Congress and saying, "Why are you doing this? I mean, explain to us why you think this works." In my opinion,
when they appear in front of committees, they're there just to run out the clock. You know, like at the end of a football game, and the quarterback just drops to a knee and because I've been through that with my, especially the Natural Resources Committee hearings. Like we always get, well, we'll get back to you on that, or I don't have that information right now. You've seen it on the more higher profile hearings where we don't want, like for example, the lady that was in there from Homeland Security a while back that didn't know how many
refugees of a certain category
were in. They don't know, and they don't, you can hound them and try and get the number back. You have Freedom of Information Act. They redact half the stuff. These people are not serving the American people's interest, and we are the direct conduit as their representatives to the American people, to these agencies. And so, I mean, it keeps coming back to you have to elect a president that's
going to change things.
These things because they are the ones that set the course for the cabinet, for the agencies, the ones that appoint to all that. And we have certain confirmation power, mostly over in the Senate. But here we have certain funding power. But again, when we talk about defunding things, we get to some cases to the edge of a cliff of either government shutdown or having the compromise. And so that's what's so frustrating us. But we will be having hearings on this, on more directly in my resource committee, if you want to talk about this ranching situation up in Oregon on that. We'll be dragging them in on that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that, too. There's been a lot of, obviously a lot in the papers about what's happening in Oregon with an armed, militia taking over an unoccupied place up there in Burns, Oregon, over what's happening with the BLM that owns like 72% of the land in this area.
Yeah, a refuge there that was an empty building and not much happening right there. So I guess it's a peaceable armed occupation so far, right? So
yeah,
the frustration that is built up in the western states. If you look west of the Mississippi, I saw a good map the other day.
I did too.
Federally
that,
owned land west of the Mississippi is probably maybe on the average of 65 or 70% of these states, some states higher than that.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't work for people anymore. Now, in the past, farmers and ranchers and timber people and resource people, they used to be able to work with the Forest Service. They used to be able to work with the BLM. We're talking an era, maybe the 70s and 60s, maybe some of the 80s here. But we've been on this environmental bent lately, and we've had the Clinton era and the Obama era to appoint and fill and stock these agencies with these wide-eyed true believers that they look at these, being empowered with a well-intentioned, I guess, Endangered Species Act from 1973 and layers and layers and layers of court cases that have gone against us from liberal judges and stocking these agencies with people that come right out of some environmental organization or straight out of a college and been taught this hooey for all these years. I mean, we're in a bad way right now, and we have to, individuals have to go beat these people in court. And
well, do you support what they're doing out there in Burns?
I support that they are speaking out and demonstrating and making the case. I don't think they're helping their cause with the way the Bundys are handling it up there. Because, I guess you have to give, I know this is going to sound weird coming from me, but you have to give a little bit of credit to the feds there for not overreacting this time like they were overreacting in Bunkerville, Nevada, where there was almost, they sent a lot of armed people out there.
I think that's true.
I expect government to act on a higher plane than, maybe the average citizens as far as patience. I have to have patience with, what we field in phone calls or at town hall sometimes. I don't get to get down in the dirt with people. So government needs to have a little patience when people are mad, right? They need to listen to people. They need to step back and just take a little bit of it when people are angry with what they're doing, instead of being right on the front trying to push the issue, which they almost had down in Bunkerville. They've shown some restraint up there, and they're kind of letting them vent a little bit. But ultimately, the Hammond family are the ones that are from that area up there, and they've asked the Bundys that they don't really want that intervention from the militia.
Yeah, I think that most of the Burns, Oregon residents say they understand it. You know, they're having their problems with the BLM. But I kind of get that feeling, too. It's, you know, enough. You know, you guys can leave now. Hammond's in jail.
It's pretty overwhelming way, it seems, which, again, I totally identify with the huge frustration, because the federal agencies involved, BLM, U.S. Forest Service, you have good units that do pretty good work some places, but you have so many that are out of touch or that are changing the rules on people, long-time grazing rights, long-time methods, that they're being limited more and more. Most of us are being limited from the land, whether it's recreation, grazing, timber, what have you, in a way that's arbitrary and is putting people out of business, and it's affecting their
and
health.
I completely
understand the frustration here, but at the end of it, it would probably be best for the Bundy folks have made their case. The Hammonds have asked them. They don't really want that intervention. And let's get beyond that. What action can we take here? And so we're looking at a couple measures here of changing the law on the sentencing here. These guys aren't terrorists. They didn't commit some kind of destruction of federal property. The federal property people do destroy a lot of private property by letting their unmanaged timberland and rangeland burn private property, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of acres of private land. Where's the 5-year prison sentence for them? You know, I mean, because of a couple ranches out there set a backfire because a BLM fire is about to come over on their place and wipe them out, or wipe out their buildings or their livestock.
Which we've had up here, that Lassen fire. It was a complete mismanagement by the feds on that. So
where's the jail terms for the Fed mismanagers? Huh?
Yeah.
Can
you actually do something? These guys went back to jail for 4 more years. You know, they could have made this thing rougher, but they said, okay, look, we're going to go back in there. Why is there something Congress can do?
We will be looking once again at the mandatory sentence and differentiation. My colleague on the Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, we just talked about this. I brought this up in our conference meeting the other morning, and he responded, we have a bill looking at what is a criminal act? What is a federal criminal act here? Okay, and so I would say if they're burning buildings in Baltimore or Ferguson, that's pretty criminal.
Yeah,
acts of something that looks like terrorism. They're calling ranchers up there that have either burned on their own land and had a little escape on 100 acres, or maybe they set a backfire on a BLM piece of property that was getting ready to overwhelm their property anyway. You know, backfires work when you're smart about it.
Yeah.
These aren't criminals. This isn't terrorist activity, as some are saying it's being labeled.
Yeah, this whole thing.
We want to look at the mandatory sentencing part, and also, I think in the immediate future, explore petitioning the president to give this family clemency. They paid $200,000 in fines, I think, apiece. They've already served jail time. The father on this, he's 73 or 4 years old. What purpose is it going to have them occupy space in a federal prison when they've already been through all this? Even the judge up there in Oregon, when this originally happened, said, you know what? He gave
him a year. He said
a fairly
enough.
Light sentence, yeah. Comparatively, and said to do what this statute says would be very unusual and very overreaching. So the judge did that. Well, the whiny U.S. attorney up there got all angry about that and actually stopped what they were doing on other things and decided we need to re-prosecute this and dragged them back in and made sure they served that whole sentence. Well, technically the law says that it's supposed to be a 5-year sentence for destruction of federal property. So we can work on what the definition is of the destruction of that and work on that sense, because these guys aren't criminals.
No. And I hope that this becomes something bipartisan. But speaking of federal overreach.
Oh, man, you know, Carl, around here you would think things would be obviously bipartisan, like the Iran nuke deal.
Oh, I mean.
You know, I mean, we could hardly get any Democrat votes in the U.S. Senate to even move the bill to stop that. And now we see what's going on there with Iran testing missiles and stuff. But what a disaster.
Well, that was something else. That was on my third thing to ask you. So let's just move into that. I'm skipping a break right here so I can keep you going because I know you could get called out of here. This, you know, Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern states have broken diplomatic relations. It has heated up tremendously, and it's all because of this nuclear testing thing, where every time they break the rules, Obama just takes a step back. Saudi Arabia feels threatened. UAE's in this. Bahrain's into this. There's something. I mean, this Middle East could go up in flames, even more than it is, and quicker than a lot of people believe.
What do you all see about that? You know, those countries will be pushed to defend themselves, and if they don't see the U.S. leading on this or providing stability in there, then they're going to have to go do their own thing. Does that mean, you know, they have a lot of money there? Well, they're going to be developing their own nuclear powers or nuclear arms or what? Because again, we're not providing leadership, and so if we keep it open ended, then more extreme things are going to happen. At some level or another, we have been trading partners or defense partners with them. They're not the greatest partners in the world in a lot of things, but it's certainly better than the instability you have with Iran and Syria and ISIS and the whole gang over there. So, again, it's just the terrible leadership we're under in this country right now. We have 370-something days to go before we can see someone else come in. And by golly, we better get it right in this presidential election here. How Hillary can be leading in any poll blows my mind. I don't know. If the Dems are down to Hillary and Bernie Sanders as the two choices in the world out of 100 million people that are registered Democrats in the country, or whatever the number is, that's a pretty bad way they're in. At least we have some choices on our side, some better than others.
Yeah. Hey, just kind of bringing things back down here to California. State of Jefferson had a huge rally delivered 15 more petitions to the state about forming the time has come for 51. Are you following this?
I've watched followed the news on that a little bit there. So they're chipping away at it, but there's still a long ways to go because they still have to move public opinion strongly into their column on that. And the legislators won't move until they see that the wind's blowing that direction with a lot more of the state. So, you keep chugging away at it because you got to move that needle on public opinion and make the legislators afraid not to do it. Know what I mean? What do you think of that?
Well, I think that, the whole thing comes down to representation. And this is the whole thing.
What do you mean by that?
By representation, meaning us having more of a say about what happens up here in Northern California.
Certainly. That's what we all want. We lost that Senate representation years ago because of flawed court case, then that really just made the
if that happened Senate if they you know if it went to a, if it went to a court case and it was overturned and said you're right, you need more, and if you had one senator per county, then I think the whole thing would be we've got representation now, we can get together as a group and at least have something to say about what's going on. As it is now, we're losing our gun rights. We're losing, they want to take away the right to buy ammo. It's just the whole thing is such a mess that
San Francisco politician has nothing to do with what we have in Montague or something,
Okay.
When these guys are, everybody's giddy about introduction of wolves in the North State. Now we have one in Modoc County as well as Siskiyou County. And they need to have the equal amount of wolves in Golden Gate Park and in Santa Monica Pier, as far as I'm concerned.
I heard that. I didn't know there was a new one in Modoc, though.
Yeah, it's a collared one. I wonder if the collars actually have direction pushers on.
No, they know where to find them. That's, but I've talked to ranchers up there. They just don't say anything. But they're not going to lose their calves for $1,500 a piece. They're not going to lose calves. We need to.
Hey, Carl,
you got to run.
I'm getting down to it here, so I better.
Congressman, you're going to be here with us next week anyway on the 16th. There at the at our celebration of heroes with Kathy and Miller.
Yeah, I'm trying real hard to get up to that event there. It's at Wind River there, so
yep.
On local heroes. So that'll be pretty fun, and with Millie and Kathy and the gang are being honored, I guess, at the
That's true.
As well as many others, right?
Many others. I'll be the MC. You're going to be one of the guest speakers. I think there's going to be a couple others, but
I'll try and keep it short.
Yeah. Well, good.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Congressman.
Have a great weekend. Good being on with you. Take care.
You bet. Okay. 21 counties, state of Jefferson already. And, to answer Griff, I'm not sure where you're coming from on the answer on your question in the chat room. If I'm not for, if I'm against a woman who stand up for their rights, of course not. I've got daughters that stand up for their rights. Where have you seen me ever say that I was against that? So you can call in and say where you heard or where I said that, because I haven't. The congressman unfortunately had to go back to a roll call. I was told that yesterday by his people, so I'm glad we were able to get him on like this for a talk about what's going on with the budget. We had questions, on the what's going on in Burns, Oregon. Questions about state of Jefferson. And of course, the economy, which is, I'm still not sure how everybody thinks the economy is still doing a good job. But we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's has got all the coffee you could possibly imagine in different kinds. Coffee makers, beer, wine, it all is there, and veterans get a discount at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, with a walk-in humidor that has special. They've got special cigars in there now, kind of like the celebration of the 80th birthday, one of the finest cigar makers and rollers in history. They've gotten two boxes of these cigars, and they're there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business that does so much for our community. We'll be right back. It's 19 minutes until 9 o'clock here at KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the California Employment Development Department, job growth of carpenters is projected to grow 30% and plumbers 24% from now to 2022, much faster than the average for all occupations, creating more than 5,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years. Will you be one of them? The Trade School now offers both carpentry and plumbing training programs, each accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The carpentry and plumbing programs are both accepting applications. These programs offer evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. Graduates finish at the journeyman level. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Deadline for spring registration is January 15th. To learn more, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
To thank them for their service, veterans receive a discount on tuition. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions, every 3 seconds someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie Sing-Along Party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 16 minutes until 9 o'clock here Friday, the 8th of January, 2016. Congressman Lamalfa had to leave us. We got people calling in, so we're going to get to them in just a second. This portion of the show is brought to you, though, by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time and have a great haircut from a better-known business there. It's Man's Last Stronghold. The place to go to get your haircuts, to Cheers, the barbershops. Then stroll on down the street to Kathy and Millie's Classic Cafe right there on Athens Avenue. Go on in there, have a great breakfast or lunch, get hugged, get great food. And also remember to come to the Wind River next Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. We're going to have a fundraiser there, $25 a ticket, but that includes dinner. And you get a chance to win all types of guns and other great gifts there during that evening. I'll be the MC. Linda's going to sing the national anthem, and Congressman Lamalfa is going to be there as a speaker, among other people, including Senator Mauricio Hannes. It's going to be a great time. Go to Omega Mortgage Group and get your tickets that way. Go online. Okay, let's go to the phones. Wynn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Wynn?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to point out the last, 10-15 seconds of your conversation with Congressman.
Yeah.
You asked him a question, and he felt himself painted into the corner. He did not give you a direct answer. He did not give you a direct answer whether he supported the state of Jefferson. And all it would take, by his words that he had said a moment before that, is them to not, the representatives not to be fearful. And he's clearly fearful to even state that he represents the state of Jefferson. Or he doesn't. He's just got to man up and say it one way or the other. And he clearly did not do that.
Okay. I have thought, and I could be wrong, that he has come out before and has attended the meetings that he was for the representation up here.
He has been to several of our town halls.
Yeah.
And he did say that he supported it. And then all of a sudden now he started getting a little pressure, or somebody would question him within Congress or wherever, and he now will not even respond like he just clearly exhibited on your show.
Okay. Well, that's
and
interesting.
And he won't say it one way or the other, but he was very careful about making sure he said it to the folks in the room who were all supporters of Jefferson, but outside of that, he won't man up and he won't say it.
Okay.
And it's very frustrating because, once again, he's our employee, and he's failing to remember that, and at some point he won't be our employee. And that's very disheartening to see that, because all the representatives for us in every capacity that we vote into office, they all seem to forget they're our employees. They forget that, and they treat us as subordinates or whatever you want to call us, servants, serfs, and it's very frustrating when that happens. So once again, he did it, and it's just
well,
very
he comes on. He comes on the first Friday of every month, and we'll make a point of you come on back and call in, or I can ask him, and just we'll ask it straight out. Do you support the state of Jefferson?
That.
I appreciate your call, Wynn. Thanks a lot. Have a nice weekend. Let's go to Robert. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Carl?
Hey, better than I deserve. So what can I do for you?
Hey, I caught the tail end last hour of that caller that was talking about the Veterans Service Office.
Yeah, right.
Myself being a veteran, and not only a veteran, but having served under Jim Young in the California National Guard. I've known Jim over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have to advocate for Jim. There's tons of veterans in this community that he's done great work for, who can speak for the work that he does and how he cares about the veterans. So,
yeah,
I don't know where that guy was coming from. There's people who have done their time in Iraq, both inside and outside the wire, and we have this respect for one another. I don't care if a guy's been in the Air Force or with a ground pounder like me over in Iraq. It doesn't matter. They serve their country. So, you know, a little more, bit more respect is something that that guy needs to have.
Well, you know, Robert, I'm glad you said this because I was going to bring it back again if I had time. You know, to say that a veteran who is maybe, you know, is a supply guy or a cook or he loads bombs onto planes deserves just as much respect as any veteran because, you know what, they put their names on that list and they can be killed at any time. They've gone there. They've done their jobs. And I'm proud of all of our veterans. I'm proud of the people that have served. And to denigrate somebody just because perhaps that they had an admin job and they didn't get outside the wire doesn't mean that they weren't outside the wire occasionally. So you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, to say, you can't respect him because of that. Well, you know, that kind of like is, you know, kind of like, you know, denigrates all of the veterans, you know, was my mother, should she, because she was in the medical corps. Oh, she's not a real, you know, not a real veteran.
That's
a real good
lot.
Point you made. Yeah.
Right. And just more specifically to the issue of the Veterans Service Office. I've personally worked with both Jim and with Mac. And, you know, now I'm an intern. I'm a marriage and family therapist intern.
Yeah.
And they've personally helped me with issues with clients that I've been dealing with. Those two gentlemen have the utmost respect and care in mind for the veteran, and you know that's why I got into this field in the first place. So you know, if that guy wants to have a cup of coffee with me and talk about my first sergeant in that manner, you know, hey, have him call on the show. You can give him my phone number. I'd like to sit down with him and find out why he's so angry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure why it is. I mean, he put something in the chat room about, you know, don't respect women, you know, to stand up for themselves. Of course we do. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody's ever heard me say that. I've got a daughter, and I mean, would never hear me say that because I don't believe that. I believe that you know, that we treat each other with respect. I don't care who it is. You know that.
Well, I think I know where it's coming from, but I'm not going to say it.
I don't,
if that guy wants to meet with me and have coffee, he's more than welcome to.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. When you hang up, you know, don't hang up. But when you get off the line here, Eric will take your phone number, and if Gref calls in, I'll be glad to give it to him.
Absolutely. Hey,
okay.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet, Robert. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, you know this, but to still the thing is, though, we get back down into what's happening over at the veteran service officer. It's causing consternation in the veterans ranks. So again, if we need somebody at the veteran service officer who is a strong leader. Hello, a leader, not a manager, not a bureaucrat. All right, but we need a strong leader. Now, it could be. It doesn't have to be. You don't get hung up into what an MOS is. I mean, you have strong leaders coming out of every military occupation, especially. But I think this time we really need to know who it is. And we need to also give this guy a raise or her a raise. And I don't care if it's a man or woman, of course. But they've got to have one thing, you know, one thing really, 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 really ingrained into their soul is they want to help other veterans. They're here to help the veteran community. That's what they're getting paid for. That's why they're, you know, they're here. We appreciate that Larry Lee's pushed on this. But now we need Larry Lee's to lean into this thing and get us somebody. Now, he said that they've got, you know, because he wasn't here very long, they've got the short list from before. Well, I don't know who's on that short list. I just don't know who's on that. But it's still got to be picked. Whoever's doing the selection here, maybe we need another set of eyes looking at this because obviously we haven't been doing something right. We've also got to have somebody go in and take a look at the whole office and say, what's going on here? You know, is this a big battle going on? What's going on? You know, how's this working? You know, if somebody needs to come in there like that, you know, just completely, completely out of the situation to come in there and talk to everybody and say, okay, how do we, you know, maybe it would be a family marriage therapist. That's what I'm thinking. You know, hey, family, let's get together here. Let's go to the phones. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How you been?
Oh, Terry.
Yeah.
Okay, they said Jerry here. I got the wrong thing. Yeah, buddy, what's up?
Well, as you know, we went to Sacramento. And,
I talked about that.
Well, we'll try to go ahead and get some time. We both.
I want Mark Baird on the show for an hour. I want to talk about all this.
I know, buddy. That's fine. I'll get it. It's just that we've been on the phone with reporters. I can't even tell you. So, anyway, there was around 500 people. But Doug LaMalfa, we have talked to him extensively about Jefferson. You know, he understands the representation issue. I had a chance to talk to Jim Nielsen when I was in the Capitol. I mean, the problem is that if you're going to be for something and you want to stand for something, you have to begin to do that. And I think that, to a degree, what we hear from a lot of our politicians is the fact they agree with us and they agree how bad things are, but when really and truly there's not much being done. And I think that if you get a chance out there, if you go to SOJ51, or if you're on Facebook, you'll be able to see the video of the entire rally. It's a truly, truly amazing thing. There's stuff everywhere, but we actually had 70 different news agencies that were covering this. What amazes me is the bubble that we live in Shasta County. KRCR really didn't do much on it. Partly that's my fault. I should have called Mike Mangus, but honestly, just haven't had the time. We've sort of lost touch, but Mark will go ahead and call in. He'll fill you in on what happened there. And, you know, at this point, I'm not really sure where the congressman stands, to answer Wynn's question. I'm not sure. He has said that he's for it. He understands our problem. He understands our plight. But, you know, what is he willing to do to stop this plight? When we had eight declarations come in 2 weeks. Eight counties in 2 weeks. We thought we were going to go to, a bill for statehood with 11 counties. At one point, we thought eight. Now, all of a sudden, we have 21 with two more wanting to get in. So, yeah, I mean, you know, liberty is liberty.
Yeah,
and now there's eight other states wanting to do this. So Mark will call and fill you in, and I've got a phone ringing. So take care of my good friend. Sorry we haven't called in.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry. Yeah, next week we'll have Mark Baird on, the spokesman for the state of Jefferson. You know, it's amazing this thing has grown. And will it happen? You know what? Don't bet that it won't happen. It may not happen, you know, in the next week. But people are tired. You know, people are tired of government, frankly. I'm tired of government. I'm tired of government leaning in on me a lot of these things. But then again, you need government. You need government to protect the borders. Well, they're doing a good job there. You need it to protect ourselves, you know, protect us from war. I'm not sure how that's working. You need to have them protect our individual rights. And, of course, that's not working very well. But there are things government can do. There are things the government is supposed to do. They're supposed to keep the infrastructure good. They're supposed to protect our borders and keep us safe militarily. All the rest of the stuff is kind of like nice-to-haves, which we seem to have a lot of nice-to-have stuff out there. Okay. Wow. Eric, what are you doing this weekend, buddy?
I'm actually headed up north to Portland.
Are you?
Yeah.
You getting back to Yakima?
No, not yet. Maybe later this year.
Yakima. You know, people say Yakima.
Do you
hear that a lot?
Yeah. When they see the name, there's a lot of Washington states that people. We just have a lot of those.
I know.
Weird
just,
names.
Yeah, I know. But Yakima, I mean, I look at it, and you know, when I hear people say it, I just, you know. Is there an E in there someplace? Anyway, yeah, Eric is from Yakima, Washington, and I used to live in Yakima. It's probably one of the two people, or probably the only two people there in California from Yakima, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, next week we've got a Record Searchlight coming in on Monday. There's a lot of stuff we want to talk to them about, and the changes they're making, and some of the things that are happening on their pages there. Gosh, we got the chief coming in next week. We want to talk about the blueprint for safety, the shootouts lately. And if anybody noticed that there's been a couple of shootings lately, you know, of course, the one where the guy came out was shooting up his neighborhood there, and the police came in, and it looks like they tried every different way to try and talk this guy down, but he was past it. And then there was they're looking for a murderer out there in town. They shot some guy, and so they're out looking for him. Also, be careful out there. You know, it's going to be a nice weekend. Come out and join us on Sunday at the brunch at the View from Linda's Singing, and great menus out there. Have a good time. Take a good look around you. There's lots of things going on tonight. The Arts Council is having this big over here at the old City Hall, having a big art exhibition here from, you know, the 30 group with all different types of art. And it's free. It goes to 8 o'clock. Goes from 5 to 8 tonight. Just a lot of things happening here this year. Let 2016 be a great year for everybody. I mean, this is the type of place, this is the kind of place up here. There's going to be so many things going on. Maybe, you know, we got to do things, and especially veterans, my friends. We got to work together here. Let's get this veteran service officer thing fixed. Let's, you know, let's solve any problems that may be in, you know, may be there. You know, let's fix the family, and let's start taking care of each other out there. And let's start kind of like maybe finding ways that we can flex our muscles, the veterans in this community, of working together to get some things done instead of being kind of, you know, kind of separated out in so many different groups, or, you know, just maybe not caring. Veterans are such an important part of our community that they need to come together, and we need to have something to say about the veteran service officer. Make sure we don't have any more of these problems we're having. All right, everybody, have a great, great weekend. Linda will be back with me on Monday. Remember this. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There are two of them, one in California, the other in Texas. Two men accused of ISIS ties under arrest on terrorism-related charges. Both of the men were born in Iraq and came to the U.S. as refugees. In the words of Texas Governor Greg Abbott, this is precisely why I called for a halt to refugees entering the U.S. from countries substantially controlled by terrorists. How about that employment report?
This very strong December jobs report points out that the U.S. economy is still humming along.
PNC Financial Services Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman, employers added 292,000 jobs last month, the unemployment rate holding steady at 5%. This could prompt the Fed to hike interest rates again when policymakers meet next in March. The mother of affluenza teen Ethan Couch appeared in court today in Texas. Tanya Couch arraigned for allegedly helping her son